Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Okay, so yesterday I had my second colonoscopy. Second colonoscopy. It appears everything is okay, right? I'll just be honest, one polyp. Not cancer, but they still have to analyze that. Results will come back. By the way, am I also dealing with danger right now because I just had a soup that is labeled as high fiber, but I just like it and it's healthy for you. I went very, very low for multiple days on the fiber for the colonoscopy, but now I added just a high fiber soup. Am I in for it now?
No, I think you're good.
I think I'm fine.
I think you're good. Last physical I had, I was told fiber is kind of the great uniter. If you're low, how do I describe it? Talk about your stools, Chad.
Yeah.
If things are constipated or if things are the other way, fiber's just going to bring them to the middle. Yeah.
Can I just say words that I don't think have ever been offered up?
Please do.
I have excellent bowel control. Thank you. Lindsay, why aren't you applauding for that? I'm a little slow.
Sorry, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Excellent. I mean, put it on my LinkedIn. Chad Hartman. Excellent bowel
control. And at your age, that's not frequent.
I'm in my 50s. I mean, early?
For a little while.
Yes or no, am I in my 50s?
Technically.
Thank you. Why do we wait as long as we wait for various things in life? That is my question here. And I'll start on the medical side. I waited a couple of years extra, and I shouldn't have. I wasn't afraid. I just kept putting it off. Kept putting it off.
For this particular colonoscopy. When did you do the first?
I'm a couple of years behind, and I think I was told to come back. I was told to come back in 5, so maybe I was 52 and should have been back 57. I'm now 59. I was actually 3 years behind. So foolish, indefensible, no reason. I have health care. Where I went is 5 minutes from my house. Okay, it's so efficient. I told you off air. Kathleen picks me up 7:45. I walk in Minji. They're great. I walk in there. We arrive at 7:45. Excuse me. 8 o'clock. I go back because I filled out all the paperwork ahead. They had a few more questions. 8:10, nurse comes in. 8:12, doctor comes in. 8:15, anesthesiologist comes in. 8:20, I'm rolled in. I'm on my side. But 8:21, they go, here comes your sleep. And I start to say, I'm not asleep from the first part of the propofol. Next thing I know, it's about 8:40, and Kathleen and the doctor are waking me up. I mean, it just as quick as can be now. The propofol lasts for a little bit. So I remember like the last half of what the doctor said. I was kind of coming to at that point.
Familiar with that.
Right. I could have done the show easy yesterday. I came out of this point yesterday just to save the show because the bottom feeder was hosting and the numbers were just plummeting.
It was a struggle.
Lane just said, can you please come on? I waited. Let's just talk on the health side. A lot of people don't have insurance. A lot of people can't afford it. That is a sad situation in our country still. Am I one who believes in universal health care? I don't. I still want some sort of private involvement. And I get it. There are many arguments on just having universal and the public. Like, I think Obamacare has worked out for the one part brilliantly on getting so many people signed up. Has it lowered all the costs? No, absolutely not. They overshot. They overpromised. But have they delivered with what? What is it, like 50 more million people covered? That's a huge number. But that's just one part of life. So if it's on healthcare, why do you wait? Why do you, okay, you're older than just 28 and 29, the age of my oldest boys. Do I think they have to have a physical? I'd like it. I wish they would. One kid, I'll just leave that with, sees the doctor more often than the other one. The other one, about as stubborn as I am. In fact, he's more stubborn than me, if that's humanly possible. I'm drawn to people in my life who are more stubborn than me. It's. I know as someone who deals with me every day, that doesn't seem possible to you.
No.
It's true, though. I'm Gumby compared to a couple of people that I love. Why do we wait, though? If it's a physical, if it's a mark on your body, when you, if you have insurance, I get, because I don't want to slight the fact that we have too many millions who don't have this availability. And it's a very difficult and unfair split. And we got to come up with more and more ways. I just don't completely, I'll be honest, I don't completely trust our government to run all of healthcare. And I know there are huge parts of it, enormous parts of it. 100%. I'm hesitant. I just am. And I'm most hesitant for Q and all the issues he has. It just gives me too much pause. But does he get benefits because of his significant health issues from the state and for the federal government? He does, right? I want that private part as long as he can have. But in other parts of life, when there's something right in front of you that you really want, that is essential, that you should pursue, that you shouldn't wait, that you should open up your mouth on, that you should follow up with somebody important in your life, or you should follow up with a boss, or you should follow up with a friend of yours, or a myriad of other things in our life. We wait too long, too often. Do you agree with that premise?
Yeah, I think so. I think.
Why?
I would think a lot of it, whether we're talking medical issues, whether it's a relationship, whether it's wanting something out of a job, maybe you've got a problem with your car and you don't want to bring your car. And I think a lot of it is just
fear. What might happen?
It's fear and risk.
Yep.
Yeah. It's having to put yourself out there in a relationship, or if you're asking for a raise or a promotion, it's fear of what's the doctor going to say, or, oh, great, how much is this repair going to cost me when the engine light comes on?
I know something in my life that I think of where I waited too long and it was just on me. And it was just foolish and it was stubborn and was unacceptable and it was dumb. And I comes across my mind frequently, and I shake my head. Do you agree or disagree with the idea? Because I think, and as we're a country of 350 million people, so I'm not saying it's every single one.
Yes,
you
are.
You know, a newborn that was just born 2 seconds ago, she already waited too long.
Yeah. Should have came out 2 days ago.
Yeah,
let's go.
What are you waiting for? Do you think we wait too long for too many important aspects of our life? Or are you one who never waits? You're almost too impulsive. Donald Trump selecting Matt Gaetz. Donald should have waited a little longer. he should say, hey, what's going on with you, Matt? Wait a second. Maybe we'll do just a little background check on you. I think it's a huge flaw for a lot of us. right? And and there's so many layers available. Do you agree? Are you one who waits too long? Do you not understand when people wait too long? Do you have people in your life, you say, why are you waiting? And they do, and they do, and they do. And sometimes it comes up, and it's a horrible circumstance because they waited too long. What do you want to say on waiting? I'd love some phone calls on this to elaborate, if you'd rather text. By the way, you can also talk for about 30 seconds, up to 30 seconds, on our app. Hopefully the app is working well. We've waited way too long to fix that app. That'll be my comment for about 2 months, and I'll still get in trouble for it, but that's my comment. You can go to the app, click on the microphone, and you can speak for 30 seconds. You feel more comfortable that way as opposed to calling in, or just text. Where do you stand on the idea that I'm offering up that way too many of us wait too long in too many aspects of our life? Chime in. The phone number, 651-461-9226, and that also works for a text. Do it right now.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, I want one more feedback on this. We got to pot that way down. Why do we wait too much? Why do we wait as long as we do? And we're getting people texting in on colonoscopy and it worked out. Okay, understand. And I hope you have great medical availability to you. And I'm glad that the colonoscopy worked. But if you don't go to the doctor, why, and it's available to you, why aren't you? If there's something important in your life, why don't you pursue it? Why don't you address it? Why don't you resolve it? And fear, as we said before, Dave, is an enormous part of it.
Fear? We love to procrastinate. We love to push things off because it's a lot easier to do it some other day than it is to do it today, right?
There are many, many times in my life where I am capable of getting things done and I put it off over and over and over again. There are many times when I say, okay, this is it. This is the day. I'm going to resolve this. I'm not going to wait. And then I come up with an excuse. And most of the time it's a feeble, not essential reason. And sometimes it comes back and it bites me. And there's no reason. Other times it's something really important in our life. And we just don't pursue it. And it's, I'm guilty of it. You're guilty. Almost all of us are guilty. It's the wrong approach. Not reckless, not without responsibility, not without ramifications, but we wait too long. Do you think you're better now at 49 at not waiting compared to when I first started working you when you were in 30s?
49?
Yeah, that would
be 40 on the nose, Chad. Thank you. Let's get that right.
Well, you look 49.
Work-wise, you know, as far as just doing the day-to-day things on the show, that's never been too much of a challenge for me, but I'm just as bad as everybody else. You know, I told you last month I went to the doctor for a physical for the first time in 10 years. Yeah, there's really no excuse for that.
Yeah.
You know, I finally got better about going to the dentist regularly, and honestly, the only reason is because I go at the same time my daughters go. So it's because I make appointments for them. Well,
smart.
Daddy's got to do the same thing,
good.
Right? We're going to do the same thing. Otherwise, you know, there was a point in my life where it had probably been 4 or 5 years without a visit to the dentist, you know, things like that. And I am absolutely 100% the person who, when I see the check engine light go on or I hear something that doesn't sound right in the car, that'll probably correct itself. I'll just let that go for a little while. And that's probably my cheapness coming through, too.
We wait because we're afraid. We're stubborn. Texter. I've been to a dentist almost 13 years, but I'm going back now, finally, in a few months. Here's a texter on healthcare. When I said, bravo to the amount of people we've added with Obamacare.
Yep.
But I'm just admitting I don't completely trust our government to run all of healthcare. And I know they run huge parts of it. And my son, who I love every bit as much as my two other sons, benefits from it because of his disabilities. The texter said, if you don't want universal health care, you don't understand it. And so then I responded, so if I don't want something, I'm not as smart as you? Fairly insulting. Congrats. And the texter said, hang on. Sheesh, harsh. I lived in three places universal health care. You're as smart as me, not as nice. If the person says, I don't understand it, and that's the only reason why I'm against it, that's pretty insulting, right?
A little bit.
A little bit?
A little bit.
That's 100% insulting. And then this person comes back and says, I'm not as nice? No. Basically, he said, you're too dumb to understand why it's good.
Is he wrong? But you say you don't trust the government to handle public health care. I think a lot of people would.
In total.
Yes. A lot of people would agree with you.
I want to emphasize that part because I don't want people to say, well, do you realize how much is out there? A lot.
Yes.
But every visit, every specialist, every aspect, no, I don't.
Yeah. I think the problem also is, and you spoke a couple weeks ago about a medical procedure, I think, for Q that you're still fighting to get covered 13 months later.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, we don't trust it as it is. So I'm with you. I'm not saying universal is the way to go, but, you know, it's the devil you have versus the devil you don't know.
Fair. That one's more an insurance situation where the three of us seemingly, no matter what I do to explain, I mean, I can't tell you how many different forms Kathleen and I have filled out.
Yeah.
Involving this is a procedure which the three of us in this room could do, but Quentin, because of his significant health issues, cannot. And it was labeled wrong. And so month after month after month, I continue to try to do things, and there's another obstacle. So, yeah, and there are parts of our insurance I like. But if we said how many people are satisfied or pleased with our insurance, I think that number would be pretty low. I really do. Maybe it's unfair. It's 32 past 2. Jason's next. When are the two of us together seeing Hot Frosty?
Oh, yeah.
Hot Frosty. Okay.
Yes.
Lacey Chabert.
Lacey Chabert.
Are you very excited, Lindsay?
Yeah, she's from Mean Girls and Kim Possible, among other works.
So I know I've thoroughly enjoyed Mean Girls. Is it the movie Mean Girls?
Yes.
Okay.
The original.
The first one, the original.
Full of secrets. Her hair, she was Gretchen Wieners.
Oh, that's right. Yes. That's a great movie. Derasha, that was beneath you, right? You wouldn't go see it.
Certainly did not see it.
It was not on McNeil.
Kim Possible, I've seen, yes.
Classic.
She owns a diner and is grieving the loss of her husband. And she's given a magical scarf, which she places on a manly, chiseled snowman who comes to life as Jack, played by Dustin Milligan. The actor played Ted in Schitt's Creek. That's what we needed for the Christmas holidays. Hot Frosty.
Hot Frosty.
Hot Frosty. Other, text me, 651-461-9226. Christmas movies where they need to be sexed up like Hot Frosty. How about Hot Rudolph? Right? Should Rudolph get
well, a lot of opportunity with that red nose, you know what I mean?
No, what do you mean?
So, like, you could, and then the nose lights up.
Oh, really? Like, no, I don't know. Lindsay, do you feel like you learned
it? I would like to know where that nose has been.
Yeah.
That's more what I
think Jason was talking about where the nose is going.
Either way, it's on an adventure.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I love Rudolph. I don't know if the two of us have talked Rudolph before.
No. You love Rudolph?
I love Rudolph. I think it's a story of perseverance.
Oh, the story. I thought we were just talking about, I thought we were discussing.
Hot Rudolph?
Rudolph as a reindeer, that you love Rudolph.
I do, because he's bullied, he's pushed, even his parents are making fun of him, and he overcomes it. Carter doesn't like it. I think he likes bullies.
He is a bit of a bully.
He is a bit of a bully. He was a football jock.
Yeah.
You know, who really isn't over the fact that he's in the NFL right now and is bitter about it.
Yeah, I think it's great that a man like that has been given a radio show, you know, to kind of even the score with all of his...
I find it disheartening myself.
I know. You cheer for the underdog.
Yeah. Dave Harrigan, who should be hot in the Christmas...
in the holiday season?
Yeah, like we got Hot Frosty, so we can't steal that idea. Who do you got? How about Hot Mrs. Claus? She doesn't get enough play.
Who's
I probably shouldn't.
What do you mean by that?
I probably shouldn't have phrased it that way.
Yeah. In the Rudolph
TV
special.
To say Mrs. Claus
special.
In my household has zero complaints about how much play.
Okay.
Zero complaints.
In the Rudolph TV special, who's the guy that Rudolph meets along his travels?
Oh,
what's that guy's name?
UConn.
UConn Cornelius.
Yeah, UConn.
Hot Cornelius.
Hot Cornelius. Gross. Yeah.
The fact that you guys can pull that out.
How about the abominable, hot, abominable snowman?
Abominable.
That is no different than Hot Frosty, right? Like, now we're doing...
No, he's big.
He's bigger.
He's
okay.
Bigger.
Well, you bet he is.
I mean, waxing would have to be involved for
him.
Yeah,
right? For sure.
This is how dismissive he is of
hair.
Christmas. If he thinks Frosty and the abdominal snowman is him, Frosty
I believe
it's
the abominable, abdominal. Not the abdominal.
Abdominal. Just the
great
six
ass.
Packs.
I have now added a stomach snowman.
Just doing crunches all day.
Amazing. Killer abs.
Who does a lot of Pilates.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get
like
enough
it.
Credit. I mean, you know, you think Frosty, he's sweet.
What I love about the idea of Hot Frosty.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Is that it is
abdominal.
It's so insane, right? You're like, you imagine you're sitting around, you're coming up with movie ideas.
Yeah.
And you're like, I got it. We're going to bring this snowman to life.
But sex him up.
Somebody is
I don't think he's sexed up. I feel like the conceit of this has been bastardized by you two.
Oh, no. There's a reason they call it Hot Frosty.
Hold on a second. Let's be clear. Where she places on a manly, chiseled snowman named Jack. What do you mean he's not sexed up? It's not... normal-looking Jack.
He just comes to life, I think. You guys are turning this
chiseled.
Into some sort of, like, pornographic film. It's on the Hallmark channel, isn't it?
No, it's Netflix, baby.
After being brought to life, Jack learns about the world and sparks a romance with Kathy. Dave Harrigan?
It's a rom-com.
That's
you guys
sexed up?
No, I don't know about that.
Oh, Dave, any doubt?
It's certainly more sexed up than the standard Frosty TV
what?
Special.
Well,
are we all watching this tonight? Whose house are we going to? I'm free tonight. Let's watch Hot Frosty.
Let's do it.
I am free tonight.
I'll bring I'll have the popcorn.
I'm down.
I'm more into right now abdominal. The snowman, you know.
What are people watching on Netflix right now? Because we finished The Diplomat, and we've been watching this show called Industry.
Yep.
Which is just like...
The reviews are very good.
Of Industry?
Yeah.
Alyssa's about ready to pull the plug. It is very porny.
Yeah.
Very sexed up.
She'll be excited for Hot Frosty, though.
So she likes a PG-13 scenario, not necessarily.
Where do you stand on Shrinking?
Pardon?
The best.
Wow. Lindsay really likes Shrinking. I caught up on...
I'm going to need some context as to what we're talking about.
Yeah, well, it's not Hot Frosty. I can assure you that. You want to explain?
Yeah, it's a show on Apple TV that has Jason Segel, Harrison Ford, and then a few other people.
Right.
But it's following them. It's a collection of therapists and how they go about their lives, how they go about administering therapy to their clients. And it's some of the best writing in TV right now. That's saying something.
So, all right.
I thought the first season was great. I think the second season is a bit mixed. You know, bugs me. Siegel's lawyer friend.
Why?
He's annoying. That's why.
There has to be an annoying character.
I think that's
everybody else is so endearing.
I think when I say someone's annoying and they say why, I think it's a very narrow response for me when I say, well, he's annoying. You know?
Yeah.
But it's...
I get the picture.
There are
so
many other aspects of the show, and Harrison Ford has never been funnier in his entire career. Right? I mean, he's really good. Have you started The Lioness?
No.
Lioness, Nicole Kidman.
So Nicole Kidman.
Morgan Freeman. And
Zoe Saldana.
Zoe Saldana.
So Morgan Freeman puts a scarf on Zoe Saldana.
Yeah.
And Zoe is a badass who's out to kill people. And Nicole Kidman and Morgan Freeman are the various roles.
Because I'm going to forget.
Send them places.
Yeah. Yeah. Elite SEAL unit.
Yeah. She's.
All right. This all sounds very good.
Yeah. Very good. Text me. You know what else? I'm going to start.
Lioness and the Shrinkage. Shrinkage, it's called.
Shrinking. Okay, we're not back to Hot Frosty here. I have it saved. I have a number of episodes saved. I've not started The Penguin. And we talked about this with Patrick.
I've heard that was good, yeah.
Okay. Normally, I know this is going to crush Cook, but normally if it's a superhero movie, I run as fast as I can away from it because you know what I am? I'm an adult.
Okay.
I've grown up.
Yeah.
Dan is not.
Now, if
Q wants to go, I'll go for sure. But everybody tells me The Penguin, Farrell, is amazing. And it's very well done.
Good to know.
Okay, let's do this.
I'm writing all of this down.
Tech shows. Then
this show, I tell you what, this is just news you can use.
Yeah.
That's what you do here.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
How would you label your show?
Just a tremendous disappointment.
I think that's at night with Alyssa. 18 U.S. traditions that Americans are predicting will die out very soon. 18 traditions. I don't know why the number is 18 outside of their
playing. They couldn't get to 19.
You know what? They were playing golf. They said, how about every hole, let's come up with a tradition. What do you think of the list? And give me, text away.
Traditions.
A tradition that you want to end immediately in a fiery crash.
Okay.
Like, you are done with it right now. I'll give you one to get go. Turkey. Let's just get turkey out of Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Get it out of there.
Yes.
It's average.
Guess we know who's attacking
Big Turkey.
Number two turkey producing state in the country.
Be better, Turkey. I'm challenging you.
Maybe it's the cook that's the problem. Not
the problem.
Maybe it's you.
Dull and dry. That's not something I'm in favor of.
Sounds like another description of
describing Chad to a T right there.
Not tied to Hot Frosty, I can assure you that. Something on Netflix called Cleo? K-L-E-O. Netflix, The Perfect Couple. Hot take, Harrison Ford's best role
ever. We watched The Perfect Couple. That was good.
It's way up there. I think he's phenomenal in it. The Stranger. Can we now refer to Big Lou as the abdominal snowman? Yeah, I think we should. More text. Who chisels their snowman? It's a very good point.
Yeah.
Who has a snowman that's got the great abs? Hot. Herbie the Dentist. Let's see. A lot more. Okay. Among the traditions one texter wants out is first and last day of school picks on Facebook. Well, I started this with you years ago.
Yeah.
I don't get why we only have the first day, not the last day.
I've seen more people doing the last day.
They should.
I actually like the first day pictures. I think it's kind of sweet. It's nice.
Let's go through a few of these. Baseball, it's dying. Okay? Baseball is not going to be
dying. It's not dying. It is. Needs to do some work.
Yeah.
Lake had a good segment on that last night on his show.
Good. Check out Podcast Away Henry's. Excellent. Memorial Day was a big deal as a kid. It's not as much now.
Oh. Could we get rid of one of the Monday holidays?
I think now a lot of people look at Memorial Day as the start of summer, right?
Yeah.
As opposed to honoring it. I don't think you should.
Well, you have Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Yeah. I believe that veterans deserve all of the days.
So you want to eliminate the military from our country? We don't acknowledge them? Is that what I'm hearing? Dave, is that what you heard?
Spot on.
Yeah.
That's
the Thanksgiving turkey pardon. Yeah. Thank God. That would be great.
Yep. Get rid of that.
I mean, let's be honest. Joe could go down next week, right? What I mean, who are you taking, the turkey or Joe next week?
I mean, I would be concerned if that bird, like sometimes the bird gets a little overanimated.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, next thing you know.
Kamala
gets to be president then, you know.
I don't.
Big vindication for some.
Care at all if the turkey's from Minnesota. I don't care. You don't care. Dave, you don't care.
I love it.
Oh, why? What do you mean you don't care?
I don't care.
Like, relative to how much you care about it Ordinarily?
No, because we'll do 9 stories on it here at WCC Radio. If Ted the Turkey, by the way, doesn't have the alliteration. Does not have the alliteration.
All right.
If Ted is from Red Wing.
Worthington.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm more of a pork guy, so.
I know you are.
Oh, yeah.
Yearbooks. Okay, this text is saying yearbooks. I don't think. Okay, your boy's in the middle of it right now. Do they care?
No. No. But I'm sure I had to buy a yearbook for him.
Oh, my God. I've got 19 for Q, I think.
What's on the list?
Local journalism.
Jeez, dark. My goodness. All right.
It's home here.
Yep.
The drive-in theater. When's the last time you went to a drive-in theater?
The drive-in theater is my absolute favorite example of the thing that closes that gets everyone to freak out. None of the people freaking out have ever been to a drive-in theater.
I agree.
It just cracks me up.
Christmas and Easter will probably evolve into secular holidays.
Okay.
Stop.
I mean, please. Okay. Who is this list from?
I hate God.
Apparently. Yeah, I guess.
Large family holidays. Are they ending?
No.
No.
This must be some East Coaster or something, right? Like,
like we wouldn't offer up nonsense here in Minnesota?
I mean, no. You wouldn't say large family gatherings. Most people's central friend group is their large family gathering.
Turkey and Thanksgiving. I didn't even look. It's on the list.
That's
people apparently don't go out dancing. Family reunions.
Yeah.
Those are overrated. St. Patrick's Day. What do you think of that? The partying.
We think that's going away?
No, I can tell you.
God, the proprietor
of O'Donovan's Irish Pub doesn't want that going up.
Absolutely not.
Blowing out the birthday candles on a cake.
What?
Who is against that?
Germs. It's because of germs.
You know what will never go away? Hot Frosty. That's your main item from today's show.